Hey, y'all, and welcome to the July episode of Exploring Cast. I'm Kristen Filatko, Senior Exploring Program Specialist.
And I'm Garfield Merton, Senior Member Experience Specialist. Now, sure, it's the middle of the summer, but school will be starting soon, and you need to start planning for recruiting middle and high school students into your club or post.
The best way to find the right fit between the student and exploring program is through the Exploring Career Interest Survey.
Don't worry if you don't know what that is or how to get it into the hands of those students, because that's the discussion for this episode. And joining us for the discussion is Richard Chern. Richard has been a professional scouter for 23 years, serving as district executive, district director, and field director. He is currently the senior exploring executive, serving 1,700 explorers and 61 posts. Welcome to Exploring Cast, Richard.
Thank you for having me.
So what exactly is the Exploring Career Interest Survey?
Basically, it's a tool that helps us identify high school students, their top two career interests, and their hobbies. This is done through the paper survey and the online survey. So it enables us to focus on our target market where their interest lies.
So Richard, let's go through this step by step. Who is responsible for getting the survey to the students, and where does he or she get that survey for distribution?
The exploring exec or the district executive within that district order the surveys through National, or they set it up online through National, and you do that during the summer, and then you meet with the superintendent and educate him on the surveys and have his endorsement. After I meet with the superintendent, I ask him to email the guidance department, the person that's head of guidance. That gets the ball rolling. It's coming from him, not me. So at that time, I'm on the agenda meeting with all the guidance directors at the guidance meeting. You package the surveys up and deliver those at the guidance meeting and share the information about the surveys and how it benefits their department and their goals. And the guidance department counselors take them to their prospective high schools with the endorsement of the superintendent, and the instructions are in with each packet on how to do the surveys, what the surveys are for, and a key component to that is when the surveys are due. And I stress real strongly on the turn-in date, because I make sure I have an agreement with the superintendent on when I'm going to report back to him on the results of the surveys.
Wow, that really sounds like you have that under control. But what if they can't get into the school? Can you give us some possibilities there that they can overcome?
I've had a situation where they would not let me do the surveys in the school, but most schools across the country have career development educators, and that's their focus area. So they have to do career assessments. So they have that data pretty much already. And what you can do, for example, say you have an open house at a hospital, you can go to that guidance counselor and say, well, here's the information. Can you run me labels of all the students that have an interest in the medical field? And they can print those labels off because they have that data already, and then you could still go ahead and have your open house and have the right students that are identified in the medical profession.
So, Richard, what are some ways to start cultivating a relationship with the school so that when the time comes, you have a better chance of getting into the school?
Well, you've had a couple situations where we made a lot of groundwork in getting into the schools. It's just finding out what their goals are and what is that school system trying to do. For example, our big push in our area is called the graduation rate. Graduation rate is a program to have the highest rate of graduations for the high school students. So I explained this survey can be used as a tool to improve the graduation rate. In return, the superintendent and that school system get credit for doing the survey because it's helping the graduation rate. So what I would suggest people across the country look into what their hot button is for the school system and match it up with that survey. It's a part of what they need to do anyway, so you have more opportunity to complete the survey.
Oh. So, Richard, do you find yourself or members of your staff communicating with the schools other than the time of doing that career interest survey, really trying to build that relationship so we're not always going to that school with our hands out?
I share with our counselors the results of the surveys. and that helps them with their career development and with career day. And then also I provide them the list of the posts in the area, because not all the surveys get filled out correctly. So that when they're sitting there with a student, say, well, I'm thinking about going into law enforcement, and they have my list there, and said, well, they have a law enforcement post that meets on this night. You are welcome to join there. So you're helping that guidance counselor throughout the years. I get emails about once a week about a new student that came in, wanted to join the program.
Okay, so we figured out where to get the survey and who distributes it. But Richard, once it gets filled out, then what?
Once the surveys are completed, they are turned in two different ways, through the central office or at each high school, where the district executive or the exploring executive will go back and pick those surveys up. Those surveys are then sent off to National, where it tabulates all the career choices of all those students. So the next step, we get that data to identify students with different career interests. And so the students that are interested in law enforcement, we invite them to a law enforcement explore post. Students who are interested in the medical profession, invite them to the hospital medical post.
Okay. So once the surveys are sent to the national office, they get processed, they get scanned, the data is retrieved. How is it sent back to you?
It's all online. We can pull that information up.
So in a report style, so it's easy for you to share with those guidance counselors?
Oh, yeah. It's different reports. You can do it by careers. You can do it by grade and careers. Just so many variables that you can use.
All right, great, Richard. So is there anything else about the Career Interest Survey that we haven't talked about? You've got a tried and true plan, and you have been very successful with this. Any other tips that you can share with us?
The new program are online surveys. This program's called 101, and if your school system has this, your surveys will be great online. I'm getting 75-80% return rate on the online survey. And what the 101 program is, where the federal government are giving grants to school systems. I've got four school systems here that received this federal grant. I did five high schools, had a 78 return rate in one day.
Wow.
With the online surveys. Just make sure when you do the 101, you talk with IT people if they can handle that much data. And what I can't stress enough is the paper surveys and the computer surveys got to be at the same time in homeroom at a specific date, where it's the focal point.
Good points. Having the right tools and knowing how to use those tools will definitely help in making an Explore post or club successful. So, Richard, thanks for joining us on Exploring Cast and helping us with using the Exploring Career Interest Survey.
I appreciate you having me on, and it's a great opportunity.
So, listeners, want more? Stay connected to the Exploring program at exploring.org, where you can sign up for our monthly newsletter, follow us on Facebook, or you can even check us out on our Exploring YouTube channel. But for now, that's it for the July Exploring Cast. Thanks to our guest, Richard Chern, for dissecting the Career Interest Survey with us.
And thank you for listening. We're just getting started, so let us know what else you'd like us to talk about, or even just let us know how we're doing.
Go ahead, send us an email to exploringcast@scouting.org, or you can give us a tweet at exploringcast. With that, I'm Kristen Filatko.
And I'm Garfield Merton. Hope to see you later this month at Summerfest at the Summit.